Game will kick off, by the way, at 6:30 down in Oxford. Let's head over to West End. We've got limited time. Let's bring in Vanderbilt head football coach Derek Mason. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. Sorry, guys, a little under the weather. Just trying to get to the other side.
Uh-oh, what are you battling? A little cold?
You know, a little stomach virus. I mean, it's been going through my team.
Oh, no.
It's been going through my team. You know, I keep telling those guys, you know, man, wash your hands, you know, hydrate, take care of yourself. And then all of a sudden I look up and I'm the recipient.
Sounds like me talking to my 7-year-old. And I also say, get out of my face, man. I don't want what you get.
Oh, no doubt.
Bring that stuff home from school.
No doubt.
Well, congratulations on the victory over Northern Illinois. You guys get your first win of the season. Overall, what did you make of the game?
You know, I thought we got off to a fast start offensively, and you know, defensively got some stops, played well early in special teams, and then we hit that low, we hit that bump, and we got to be better. But this team, you know, man, showed some grit. You know, in this ball game, Northern Illinois, you know, man, made a run. I thought we should have stretched this game out, but Northern Illinois came back, and you know, when we needed to actually stand up and make plays, you know, man, they did. We wound up getting a defensive stop, you know, with a sack. We wound up, you know, man, getting the ball back on special or getting the ball back, you know, meant to possess it, and then needed to close it out with a first down, and we did. So it wasn't pretty by any stretch of the imagination, but 2 weeks from now, it'll still be in the win column, and that's what we needed.
You had Keyshawn Vaughn break a long one for a touchdown. And it gets called back for a penalty. I guess you guys, it was just meant to be. You were supposed to score because the very next play, Keon Brooks, your freshman, goes to the house. Don't know a lot about him, but tell us a little bit about the young man.
You know, young man from Atlanta, Georgia, is extremely talented. I mean, he's flashed all camp. I know with Jamari Wakefield going down and really looking at, you know, Javion Marlowe, you know, man, as he slowly works his way back, you know, Keon had an opportunity to get into games, had seen some flashes, but, you know, you really see, you know, in the vision, in the speed, the explosiveness, and he's still got to grow in size, but this young man's going to be a tremendous talent. You'll be talking about him for years to come.
I like to hear that. So I know you weren't pleased with the penalties, almost 100 yards in penalties, other than just discussing it. How do you go about trying to clean that aspect up?
Well, again, you know, these things that you think, you know, are going away tend to rear their ugly head. And granted, you know, Devin Cochran made his way back. And we had a, you know, Big Ten, you know, officiating crew. And granted, everybody's points of emphasis is different. That's why, you know, man, once you get into the season, you know, it's great to be in your conference because you do understand exactly what they're calling. For us, you know, we have to learn early. Hey, listen, these are going to be, you know, the rules. Obviously, this is what they're calling. You know, here's what stands out. We had a couple of guys, and granted, you had a hot Saturday, wet jerseys. Guys' hands were hitting jerseys and sliding up. It just so happens that we were the only ones that were doing it. So, but we've got to understand what the rules of engagement are early. Let's get it corrected and let's move on. But that's not what you want to see as we move forward, especially versus Ole Miss. We have to be on top of our game. We're playing against a team and that you know, doesn't have a lot of penalties. They don't commit a lot of penalties. And when you don't do that, you don't beat yourself.
Talking to Coach Derek Mason. And Coach, you've coached in a lot of different places, including the desert at one point out in Arizona. But I got to believe that was one of the hottest games you've been a part of on Saturday, just the way the heat was at 11 a.m. and it kept rising throughout the day.
Right. You know, I mean, the heat index got to 127, you know, on the field, and that's pretty warm. What I saw from our guys is that, you know, we don't lack for conditioning. I think the way we practice – you know, under James Dobson, the strength conditioning and really with our athletic training staff in terms of hydration and what we do, you know, I mean, guys handled it, but it was hot. My daughters were in town. My youngest daughter, you know, left in the third quarter. She said, "Dad, it was just too hot. I just had to go watch the game in your office." So I know she wanted to come see Dad, but she said it wasn't worth the tan. So I get it.
Coach, I know everybody's asking about this, but it's interesting because we talk about this same thing with the Titans. As you have an array of guys that can make plays for you on offense, including Cam Johnson had a really nice game for you.
Yes.
He's come off of this injury, and he's making nice plays. So you have a lot of different – it's a good problem to have. You have a lot of guys on the field who can make plays. But then people will say, well, how come Pinckney's not getting the ball a little bit more, or this guy or that guy? So how do you try to attack this good problem and make sure that it all fits together and you have the most efficient offense you can possibly have?
Well, we need to make sure, man, that we can have the most potent offense, on the field on any given Saturday that we're capable of being. And when I look at this team right now, you know, not having Pinckney in the middle of the field, and not being able to maximize that's not our best ball. The big three give you an opportunity, man, because of the positions that they play, for people to need to defend. Those three guys, which means that when you have other athletes around them, those guys are going to get opportunities. Whether it's, you know, what we do in terms of schematics, play calling, consistency, timing, chemistry, okay, those things got to get shored up. We're in conference play now. Pinckney's going to show up on Saturday. I think he's going to have a great game. He's heavy in the rotation, and I think the middle of the field is where he's got to show up. So, for us, it's one of those things. When he's on, we're better. We're scoring points. We're staying on the field. So we need him on Saturday.
This is a question that I know comes up a lot because there's less and less contact that happens at practice in this day and age, even in the off season. But how do you work on tackling to make sure your team tackles the best they can?
You know, it's the idea of making sure too, man, because you can't tackle that. There's limited contact, and for those who don't know, I mean, there's only one contact practice, full contact practice allowed. So with that being said, everything else becomes what we call whiz or palms up, to where guys are working to simulate same foot, same shoulder, and get in a hip position, like to finish on a tag off. Well, that's as good as you can do. And granted, when the mechanics and fundamentals of that, aren't what they need to be, well, then you start to develop bad habits, whether it's eyes down, not running your feet through contact. Those are things, because we really don't have enough time during the off season to practice it. So when you get into the season, every practice rep matters. Every practice rep counts. And so with that being said, the only thing you can do is to simulate it. Well, simulation is not true action, but for us, it's got to be good enough. So we got to be better about the mechanics, and that's my focus right now. It's about what are we doing in practice. Does it look, even in the simulation piece, does it look the way we need it to look?
Coach Derek Mason of Vanderbilt here with us on Darren Donick and Chase. Got Ole Miss on the road this weekend. And Coach, when you were out at Stanford in the Pac-12, and Rich Rodriguez, who is the offensive coordinator for Ole Miss, was at Arizona, I know you – maybe cross paths a couple of times. What kind of difficulties does his offense present from a defensive standpoint?
Well, it's an offense that's predicated on running the football. And, whether it's tempo, whether it's the athletes that they have, he generally has a dual threat quarterback who can make you pay. When I was at Stanford, it was Foles, Nick Foles. Nick was not a runner, but he ran enough. As they progressed, and he was able to get to guys like Khalil Tate. It looks a little different. I mean, he's been able to coach some pretty good ones, and now, in Plumlee, who actually played against Alabama on Saturday, you see how dynamic that offense can be. I mean, it's predicated on being able to, RPO, zone read for the quarterback, some plunge, some split zone. In there in terms of the run game, but the quarterback run game really keeps you, off balance, because you have to be able to guard 11 guys when you're playing against an offense, you're really only guarding 10. So now with playing 11 on 11 football, it's true one-on-one. And so your fits have to be right. The fits in the run game have to be right. And you have to populate to the football in order to have success versus his offense.
Coach, hope you get past dealing with a little stomach bug and get down to Oxford and get yourself a second win. And we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you so much. I'm working on it. Let's anchor down.
All right. That is Derek Mason, Vanderbilt head football coach. 6:30.
Toughing it out. I don't know if I could do it.
Say it's going around the room.
Interviews and stuff. Stomach, man, that knocks me out. My stomach's out. It's down for the count.
It is. I know. It can. It can definitely knock you down for the count. But they will be 6:30 under the lights is kickoff for that contest. Vanderbilt, Ole Miss. Right now the Rebels, from what I've seen, about a touchdown favorite?
6 to 7 points I've been seeing.
We'll come back. More of Darren, Donnie, and Chase live here at Centennial Sportsplex next.